The other area is at the other end of the GI tract, and that's rectal cancer. And again, I think the paradigm that we have used, or the model that we have used in the NSABP, is what we, and by we I mean the cooperative groups, have done in squamous cell carcinoma of the anal canal. And that is, we made a 180-degree turn from surgery up front with abdominal perineal resection and colostomies to combined modality therapy, where 90% of the patients now up front don't need surgery. And that's the model that we have used in the NSABP for rectal adenocarcinoma. Our job is to try to increase the complete pathologic response of primary rectal cancer. And our goal is to do what's been done in squamous cell carcinoma of the anal canal with rectal adenocarcinoma. I think one of the things that I think we have to be very careful about, and surgeons have to be very careful about, and that is in early stage rectal carcinoma, perhaps certainly T1 lesions within the bowel wall and certainly T2 lesions, is the issue of local resection of these lesions followed by radiation and chemotherapy. There's some disturbing data that has come out from some very good single institutions showing that the recurrence rates in those individuals can be as high as 20 or 25%. We would never tolerate that after, if you will, radical surgery. We didn't tolerate it. That's why the addition of chemo radiation was brought along in the past 15 years. So there's a concern out there that local excision for early stage rectal cancer, we have to be very careful because of the local recurrence rates. And although we have some clinical pathologic entities that might lead us into who might be good candidates for this, they're not very good. And the NSABP is heading in a direction where gene expression profiling and individualizing treatment for patients is going to be very important for adjuvant treatment of patients, but frankly, also for patients in terms of their response, perhaps to surgery and how they do as we go along the line here. So I think the other area is in rectal carcinoma. And for surgeons to be very, very careful about local excision in early stage rectal carcinoma, the best chance that these patients have up front for rectal cancer is good surgery up front. Now, we certainly know that there's been a paradigm shift to preoperative radiation and chemotherapy, and I think that's very important. But then again, even after responses like that, the best chance that people have is for the first surgery up front. And in general, that's probably a radical surgery.
Is it true that ACOSOG is doing a study looking at local excision?
Yes, ACOSOG is doing a study looking at local excision to try to answer some of these questions that we're doing. And I think that's a very important study.
What's the eligibility in a study design?
They're looking at T1 and only T2 lesions. So again, early stage rectal cancer.
And it's just a straight excision?
Yes, this is a phase 2, no randomization, taking a look at this, with stratification.
What are the situations in your own practice outside a protocol setting where you might consider local excision?
Well, certainly one of the areas is an individual who may not tolerate a larger operation, a patient who has comorbid conditions, they have cardiac factors that will not allow them to undergo a radical operation, and they have a T1 or a T2 lesion with no enlarged nodes on CT scan or transrectal ultrasound or MRI endocaural examination, where I would consider a local excision for those individuals for good quality of life.